Yes, perhaps I was.
Today is a disappearance day of Shripad Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. So could you, Maharaj, please praise the glories of this exalted Vaishnava?
Mm-hmm. And this verse that I just spoke, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukasamanas Tannamami Harim Puram, was very favorite to Babaji Maharaj, Srivad Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Because it's the concluding sloka of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So after everything that's been said and expressed there, the last verse is this resounding conclusion that all of this will be achieved through Nam Sankirtan, Nam culture, sound culture. Vedanta says anavriti shabda, through sound you'll be liberated. Srila Gurumar says that sound, it's the subtlest representation in this world of concept and substance, concept and substance, substance and concept. And he said, but it is the least of the upper world. And that's another subject. But that's why where the two meet, in a sense. So, Srila Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, of what I've heard and gathered from Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, Prabhupada, and others, affectionate friends and followers, he had this affinity, as we were, for Sri Krishna Nam, the holy name of Krishna, and particularly Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra. Even before a coming connection with Sri Gaudiya Math and Srila Saraswati Thakur, I heard that even when he was in high school, that he was very fit, and in athletics, he excelled in like long distance running, which makes sense if you know him, always moving, super fit. He was known, like during the race, he would take Krishna Nam. So while running, he'd be taking Krishna Nam. Reminds me of the famous, you know, Vaishnava Kalidas, who even when throwing dice would take Krishna Nam. Don't try this at home. And to imitate the Mahabhagavatas, it's suicidal, we become degraded. Follow them, do not imitate them. Do what they say, not as they do. I know that's the default of parents to children. And I always suspected that something about that. But here it applies. It applies to Krishna, Guru, the higher Vaishnava. You do as they say. Do not imitate their behavior. Vaishnavera kriya mudra vigyeha nabu joy. And these are things I've heard. Sarva Bhavana Prabhu, the Bengali, Bhakti Charu Shami, we all had some particular fondness for Babaji Maharaj, and managed to extract his story in various ways over time. And some of these things sound unbelievable or embellished, or, but of my direct experience with him, I believe all of it. But so we heard that when he came to Gaudiya Math, that he was so, he wanted to join, you know, but he's just like, from, I think, an aristocratic family, very nicely. I got the glimpse of the aristocratic style of dress when I first went to Calcutta in 1973, 3, 4. That was still the city where men wore dhotis. Delhi, Bombay, men wore pants. In Calcutta, I kid you not, when I first went there, you just see all the men were wearing dhotis. It was an exception to see a man wearing pants. Well, to speak of women, I'm saying, talking about the men. And the way they would wear these nice dhotis and the way they were folded, and their wives did these pleats on their shirts, these accordion pleats they somehow achieve with a hanger. And the men, they grabbed the bum part of their dhoti that could touch the road and would hold it like this. And as they would walk and they'd be talking, and it was something to see. But we learned, like, oh, what are like the higher class people, what they dress? The finer, more transparent, high thread count cloth versus the coarse style of people with less affluence. But so Babaji Maharaj came dressed very beautifully, and they say he was also beautiful, very handsome. And that Saraswati, when it was presented to Saraswati Thakur about him joining, he allegedly said he may create a disturbance in the ashram. So then Babaji Maharaj, hearing that, went out like Sanatan Goswami-ish, and Charitamrita, you know, got rid of all those clothes, roughed himself up, and came back for acceptance. You know, like, if my good looks are a disqualification, or this, you know, it means nothing to me, and this means everything to me. And of course, he was accepted there. And I'm trying to recall his brahmachari name. Is it indicated anywhere? It may come to me. But anyway, so, and somehow, and now in retrospect, it seems inevitable, but he and Srila Guru Maharaj became good friends. But Babaji Maharaj, he always had this tendency toward nirjan bhajan, which means in seclusion, taking a lakh, 2 lakhs or more of Krishna nam. He did not preach. He's just incessantly taking Krishna nam. And we know, and Guru Maharaj was out front about it, so was Srila Gurudev, and that it was one of these peculiar situations where he's so beloved by the God brothers, but everyone in Gaudiya Math who knows anything, and particularly about Saraswati Thakur, knows he does not approve of this. Going in the seclusion. In Gaudiya Math, that's considered, if you're like in the last stage of your life, getting ready to leave the world, you can take a room, go into Namba. It's that kind of thing. After you retire, but not while you're a full of vitality, you're young, never. Saraswati Thakur came out of that, we should remember. He was taking 3 lakhs of Krishna Nam every day, which means 300,000 names translates to around 192 rounds per day. Not 16, not 64, 192. And then if you do that for a month, at the end of the month, you chant like another, whatever, then you reach a billion. He would do these kind of vows. And this shouldn't be equated with a kind of empiric or what's the word for, A plus B equals C? Formulaic. What?
Arithmetic.
Arithmetic, like that. That when you hear that, these great, they take some vow, that's an internal thing. It's not that by doing that, you imitate that and you'll get some kind, you're guaranteed to get some particular result. One wayward disciple, secretary of Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, he came under the influence of the Radha Kunda Babaji's, and his farewell letter to Prabhupada. Prabhupada woke up one day and he was gone, and he left this letter. And in that, he said, and you would think of all the words you could choose to use, you wouldn't use these. He said, Haridas Thakur is the Namacharya. We should imitate him. You would think if he was even thinking about this deeply, he would say, we should follow his example. But he actually used the word imitate, which you could just stop there. But he said, he's the Namacharya, we must imitate him. Because that's what they say, not follow, what he does, you have to do that. And he said, meaning chant 3 lakhs of Krishna Nam. And if we do that, Krishna must give us prem. Like he has nothing to say about it. Right? You do this magic number, ding, you get Krishna prem. That morning, Prabhupada is giving his Bhagavatam lecture. This is in Vrindavan. And he, it just like came out in the lecture. He didn't name the person by name, reference them by name, but he said, like he's making some comments, and he said, and they want, those of us who knew a little bit about what was going on could understand what he was directly referring to, although in principle it was applicable for everyone. So, and then they are asking for, he's saying, I'm asking your blessings to find a real Vaishnava. Yeah. So, as Prabhupada would say, these things are going on. But anyway, so Babaji Maharaj had this, predilection toward, excessive nam taking, if you can say so. And even during the time of Srila Saraswati Thakur. So there's a place that's modern day Bangladesh called Bali Atti, at least previously. And he was there doing his 64 rounds a day program. And Guru Maharaj at the time was the, had the charge of the Delhi Gaudiya Math. And there's also, because of various statements made by Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahaprabhu, there's something like, there's one narrative that runs amongst Gaudiya Math people, and followers will say, something along these lines, that yes, this is the desired service, but for those who can't do this, then you can do something practical. You know, you can clean the temple, help in the kitchen, do the, for those who cannot chant a lakh of Krishna Nam every day. So Guru Maharaj, as the in charge of Delhi Mat, he needed help. But saying, maybe what Babaji Maharaj, is that what is wanted? And by, if I was taking him away from that, I would be, you know, in the name of service, doing something less than that. So he wrote a letter to Srila Saraswati Thakur, and he said, I'm thinking to ask, you know, my godbrother, to, who's currently in the jungle of Baliati, chanting a lakh of Krishna Nam every day, 64 rounds, of inviting him to assist in the service of the Delhi Mat. Would that have your approval? Would you approve of that? And Srila Saraswati Thakur, he wrote back to Srila Guru Maharaj saying, if you engage him in service in the Delhi Mat, you'll be his real friend. He said, because I don't recognize that taking a lakh of Krishna Nam, chanting 64 rounds in the jungle of Baliati is Krishnanushilana, is favorable to the culture of Krishna consciousness. That was 3 lakh a day, Saraswati Thakur's determination. He said, you'll be his real friend if you pull him out of that situation and in the service in the Delhi Mat. However, in other words, how, whatever service he will be doing in the Mat and assisting you there, that is more favorable to the culture of Krishna consciousness than sitting alone and chanting 64 rounds a day. So this, I'm telling, you know, the history, right, as I've heard from Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev. But we know that Babaji Maharaj, he had so much affection and genuine respect, appreciation for Srila Guru Maharaj, and was particularly addicted to Srila Guru Maharaj's compositions. So it is he who would, because he'd go, when he's Babaji, go from mat to mat to mat, like that, stay a little time, go to another one. And when he was there, he's always doing kirtan, they're asking him, and he's complaining. Otherwise, he's always doing kirtan anyway, but he sings different slokas, and they hear like slokas that they can't identify. These beautiful slokas, and they're wondering, Babaji Maharaj, and they're slokas of Srila Guru Maharaj. Particularly fond of Nikhila Bhuvana Maya, Chinavich Chinakartri, Vibhuta Bahulam Mrigya Mukti Mohanta Datri. He would sing that. And so that's a pranam for Srila Saraswati Thakur of Srila Guru Maharaj. So then that spread through Guru Maharaj, because people would hear this and they're Sanskritians, Bengalis, they know what these things mean, and they're all joyful to hear this type of glorification. Then particularly the Pranamami Shada Prabhupada Padam, like recently with it was the appearance, disappearance of Bhakti Shanta Maharaj. You've heard that Shanta Maharaj, disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur, every Ekadashi, he would take one, they'd sing the whole song and he'd take one of the slokas and that would be his discussion for the evening. Right? So he popularized that throughout Sri Gaudiya Math. The first time I ever heard the Prema Dhamma Stotram, was he was quoting this one, you know, Yatra Tatra Krishna Nama, Dana Loka Nishtanam, you know, the one, you know, Krishna, 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 Nama, Kirtanan. And I was just shocked to hear it. It was so wonderful. It was like Mahaprabhu, Charitamritam, but different. And I had one of my Sanskritian godbrothers search it out. And he said, it's a composition of, you know, Sridhar Maharaj. So, and I would hear these prayers as sung by him, and they made deep impressions on me. They were like undiscernible melodies that I've never heard anywhere from anyone at any time. So, and just as an example of his influence, that's like unknown. So in 1973, four around that time, all the devotees go to India and Prabhupada sends them to Chaitanya Saraswat Math on one day for a program. It's during the Guru Purnima time. Guru Maharaj speaks, Madhusudan Maharaj of Gaudiya Math, some others. And Madhusudan Maharaj said something a little double entendre-ish, and Prabhupada, it got back to him, he was disturbed by that and told, all right, then avoid. But then it became like a blanket prohibition, and that's another story. But just one small example, not to deal with that, but something else. So at that meeting, and remember, I was born and raised in ISKCON. So up to this point, and this may seem inconceivable, there's no chanting of Jaya Prabhupada in ISKCON. It's hard to think of modern day ISKCON without, up to this point, it's not done. No one is doing that. They've never heard of it, they don't do it, it's not part of the program. Right? But at this, and it's Saraswati Thakur's appearance day, so Babaji Maharaj sings Pranamami Shada Prabhupada Padam. And there's a recording and circulating, and you know, he's singing that, and all these devotees are responding. And at the end of that, he starts singing Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. And of course, all the devotees go insane. They're screaming, dancing, singing. And this is the first time they've ever heard anyone sing Jaya Prabhupada. So he's actually singing it, the Saraswati Thakur. Then the devotees go back to Mayapur, and they start singing Jaya Prabhupada at the end of kirtans. So how ironic that that comes from Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Speaking of which, there was a time he was visiting Mayapur. Well, I'll say this once, that I was there, and this, again, the Bengali Sarvabhavana Prabhu, he says, you know, Babaji Maharaj is here, you know, and it's Ekadashi, and he's going to stay with us in our room. You know? And I'm like, wow, great, you know, and he comes, and Sarvabhavana Prabhu, myself, and maybe one or two other devotees. And there's this young boy devotee, like, who's just totally enamored. Babaji Maharaj is very charismatic. And I just want to say, as I said, his mouth was always, like, in my opinion, in perpetual motion of Krishna Nam. So even when, like, at rest, it just moved. He's just always chanting Krishna Nam, either silently, singing out loud, this way, that, you know. So, but this boy is like awestruck, enamored. And so, and Babaji Maharaj, you know, he wears the Babaji vase. And he'd have these little white t-shirts or t-shirt, that Indian style one, that looks like, you know, it's, what do you call it, threadbare or ready to fall apart at any time. Yeah. But that and the lower, the Bahir Vaz up to his knee, and, you know, sometimes a little top, like Uttariya. But and he had a particular glow, and his mouth, he's always vibrating Krishna Nam, his eyes like flooded. And this boy has this really nice chadar, like a Lal Enli chadar or Dariwal, one of those like the good ones. You know, and he's like, Babaji Maharaj, if you will please accept us, you know, no, you know, like, yeah, please, no, you know. And then it's like the boy's gonna cry because he won't accept it. As Krishna is Babaji, he travels like with his mala. Maybe a little bag on the side or something. I don't even remember seeing him with the mala. But so Babaji Maharaj can see his feelings are hurt. He's going to cry. He's crushed, you know. So then Babaji Maharaj says, all right, I will accept, you know. And then he's like, so, and gives it to him. Babaji Maharaj touches it to his head. He said, but I'm going to keep it with you. He said, and when I come, then you'll get, and I'll use it then. But otherwise, I accepted it, but I'm keeping it with you. So then everyone was happy, and he would sing some songs, and we're playing this, one of the, like a plastic mridanga or something, it just, I wasn't at my best, and we're like playing, and he didn't like what I was playing, like took the drum, like then he played, you know, and it just went on like for a long time, and Sarva Bhavan wanted to ask him questions. And some others did too, but they said he doesn't normally preach or give answers. So they'd ask him some question about something. And then we'd all lean forward, like in anticipation of what the answer is going to be. And he'd go, Hare Krishna. That was the answer. And then but when he would say that, we'd go like, oh yeah, right. Right, watch, yeah, you know, and then, you know, now that you mention it, right, you know, and then, but I remember this one, but then Sarva Bhavan said, Babaji Maharaj, how to overcome sex desire? And Babaji Maharaj said, you are trying to overcome, I am trying to overcome, chant Hare Krishna! So, after several Hare Krishna answers to questions, it went on into the night. And remember, it's Ekadashi. He doesn't sleep on Ekadashi. He just chants the whole evening. So we all fall asleep at a certain point, and he's just still chanting, either singing, and when we wake up at 4 o'clock, it's to the sound of him singing, chanting, you know, he's just been doing this the entire evening. So, but we know also that, as Guru Maharaj told, he had some fondness for like Sahajiya Kirtan. And as I said, you know, this can be misleading in different ways because there's like, you know, flaming Sahajiyas. There are many different types. Like Gurudev would say, my father was Sahajya. He means like a very nice man, devoting, but like connected with that, you know, professional, whatever. He learned so many things from him, but not the pure Gaudiya Mat line of Saraswati Thakur. So, but sometimes Guru Maharaj would ask Gurudev, sings a song or two from his childhood day as a remembrance that he learned from his father. So Babaji Maharaj like to hear certain things, and they have this big festival every year around the time of Nityananda Trayodashi. And he would be staying at Chaitanya Saraswat Math and then go hear that and then come back. And that's intolerable to Guru Maharaj. So Guru Maharaj calls him to his room and says, like, you can't stay here. You can't be staying at my mat and then go to that. I won't allow that. You're out. You're ousted. So Babaji Maharaj leaves, downtrodden, and crosses the river. He's in Mayapur, and he meets the so-called Bhandari of like the Chaitanya Mat manager. And he goes, oh, Babaji Maharaj, what brings you to Mayapur? He goes, oh, Sridhar Maharaj ousted me from his mat. And he goes, what? Why has Sridhar Maharaj done this? And he said, well, because I'm going to this Sahajiya Kirtan. And he goes, oh, what Sridhar Maharaj done is right, is good. He should throw you out. So then some time goes by, Guru Maharaj and Gurudev were there, and then you hear her coming down, hey, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, come, making his way, and he moved in a very, like, sprightly way, bounced to his step. And remember, even if you go back, athlete in high school, very fit, and so the sprightly step and Krishna Nam always emanating from his lotus lips. So they hear Babaji Maharaj coming down the road. Then Govinda Maharaj meets him, brings him up to Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj said, I ousted you from this mat. Why are you here? And Babaji Maharaj said, it is true, you threw me out of the mat. He said, but you didn't say I couldn't come back. And Guru Maharaj said, that is true. So then they let him stay again, and it was different things like this. So, but Guru Maharaj acknowledged that it was Babaji Maharaj who popularized his songs and pranams throughout Gaudiya Mat. Because like the Pranamami Shada Prabhupada, that's sung everywhere, you know. Does everyone know who the composer is? Maybe not, but they sing it in virtually every Gaudiya Mat. And these other slokas of Guru Maharaj in praise of Saraswati Thakur made their way in the Sri Gaudiya Mat via Babaji Maharaj. And when Guru Maharaj said, why do you... You're chanting these slokas of Rupa Goswami, and then you're chanting I don't understand. He said, I see them as equal. That comes from Babaji Maharaj. He said, I see the same quality I feel and get from the slokas of Rupa Goswami, I feel coming from you. And it was he and Jajavar Maharaj. They accompanied Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj had not been back to Hapania, his birthplace, in something like 35 or 40 years. Achyutananda was there as well. But like Jajavar Maharaj, Babaji Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, probably Gurudev, Achyutananda Swami. And that's when Babaji Maharaj and Jajavar Maharaj said, we consider this place as Barshana, meaning they're seeing in Guru Maharaj Radharani's delegation. And as I mentioned recently, it's one thing if from the point of view of disciples, where it would be appropriate and consistent. But for God brothers, to see another God brother that way is something then again. So it shows how, although they're on one level friends, they recognize the depth, the substance of the Rupa Nugadhara, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj. That's true of Vaishnavism, when they recognize the quality, not that they're peers and know each other in other contexts, is irrelevant when it comes to recognizing spiritual substance, right? As evinced in the Raghunandan Thakur, father-son reversal on account of depth of Vaishnavata and laden with spiritual substance. But so, and Guru, and interestingly, Guru Maharaj said that going deeper, ruchi pariksha, that type of scrutiny, examination, he said Babaji Maharaj's preference was towards Sakya Rasa, the group of Subal, who Srila Prabhupada reminds us in subtle ways and hints in various places in his writings and talks that they're also, when it says Nikunjayuno Ratikeli Siddhayi, he said, they're also making arrangements, Subal's group. As Guru Maharaj said, when someone who was also enamored by Babaji Maharaj wanted to make these murtis of Krishna Balaram, Subal, and Sridham. Just like something they have, Radha Krishna, Lalita Vishaka, Subal Sridham, you know, Krishna Balaram, Subal Sridham. And he was asking Guru Maharaj, how shall we show Subal, who's the, he's the Asraya Vigraha, the highest rung of cowherd, the Priyanarma Shakas, he is their leader. He's the one who made the deal with Lalita about Shyamananda. So Subal is in Radharani's family line. We're told he looks like Radharani, but he's a boy. So you can imagine how inconceivably beautiful he is. A boy who looks like, who resembles Radharani. That's why they could exchange garments and she could secretly meet Krishna. So anyway, Prabhupada would say, these cowherd boys, they run messages, like love notes, notes for rendezvous. So they ask Guru Maharaj, how shall Subal be portrayed? And they're talking about a murti. And Guru Maharaj says, ready to fulfill the inner desire of Krishna. And they go, yes, but how should he be shown? I mean, and Guru Maharaj said, ready to fulfill the inner desire of Krishna. That should tell you everything you need to know. But just to continue, when they pushed again, Guru Maharaj, and made it clear to them, they meant like mudra, arm position. And Guru Maharaj said, that the Murtiwala will decide. You know. But so Babaji Maharaj had this affinity for Sakya Rasa, songs of Sakya Rasa, etc. And Guru Maharaj pointed that out. You know, they're just different mystical stories about him. You know, him when visiting different, there are very few grihasthas where he would stay. I met one inadvertently, but one place where, and Babaji, they have some of these Gaudiya Math householders, they have full-blown deity worship in their house. You think it's a temple. Radha, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, full altar, marble floors, gate, the whole thing. They, you know, the husband goes to work. It's like their house, there is truly Grihastha Ashram. Their home is a temple where they, and they live there. And sometimes Babaji Maharaj would be at some place, and then one place they say, like, he stays up all night singing, like for the deities. And one of the houses, one of the children wakes up and said, she saw some golden lady listening to his songs, sitting and listening to his kirtan. You know, when I was traveling in Delhi area, Meerut, Bareilly, we were at the house of this one, Dr. Guha, who was one of these Gaudiya Math Grihasthas with the full-blown deity worship. You know. And we do programs, we're the guests, we stay there, we share a prasadam in the evening, there's an evening program. You know, I give a talk, and he goes to work during the day, then, you know, but he's there for like the evening program. And so one day goes by, you know, I give the lecture 2 days, 3 days, you know, and he never says anything. And he has this super grave look on his face, and I'm wondering, like, is he following what I'm saying, or does he approve or disapprove, or, you know, I just couldn't get a read on him. But he's like scrutinizing me for like 3 days, you know. Because also Gaudiya Math people are a suspicious group, as Prabhupada's father was, when Prabhupada said, it was actually Guru Maharaj and some others come to hell, and Prabhupada's father says, these Ram Krishna, all these people are bogus. And then when he heard what they were saying, he went, oh, no, this is real. And he came, Guru Mohan, it came down. Heard like perhaps Guru Maharaj lecturing. But in general, they know there's so many sahajya or just out and out bogus people in Bengal representing themselves as spiritual teachers and different, you know. But anyway, so after like 3 days of scrutiny, he's like sitting in the back, like, you know. Then no questions or anything. And then he says, like, do you know Babaji Maharaj? And I was going to say yes, and then I went like, oh, there's so many. And I said, which Babaji Maharaj? And he said, because that's how he's known. And he said, Krishnadas Babaji. And I was going to say yes again, and then I thought, half of the Babajis in the world are named Krishnadas, and the other half are named Ramdas. You know, or 40-40, and then there's another 20% of that. But they're either Krishnadas or Ramdas, most often. So I was going like, of what I've seen, you know, so again, and that's why they'll have like, Krishnadas Babaji, Madrasi, like, they'll have that name, and then the town he's from, or, you know, like to, so you know who you're talking about. And then I didn't say yes, I went, which Krishnadas Babaji? And he went, Gaudiya Math. And I'm like, I do. You know, yes, you know, he's worshiping. I wanted to make sure we're talking about that, because I don't want to start all this effusive praise of Babaji Maharaj and find out he's talking about somebody else. Like the time I was in Soquel, and I'm talking about the Ramayana and Ravan kidnapping Sita, and this whole thing, and there's this friend of the temple, he's like patching up the ceiling with like, what do you call that stuff? The cement for gypsum, you know, and he's doing a patch. He's like listening, and then he like comes up, no, oh my God, you're kidding. Like he's listening to the whole thing, and then we get to the end, and he goes, wow. And I'm going, wow, he's really in it. And he goes, you know what? I go, what? And he goes, same thing happened to me. And I'm going like, okay. You know, like, are we talking about that? Same thing happened to me. So I wanted to make sure it's not one of those moments. So we went one time, two times, three times, Gaudiya Math! You know, I'm like, yes. Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, I know him, I worship him, you know, I have recordings of him, and you know, appreciate him very much. And he said, you know, he will not stay within Grihastha, but he stays here. And after I saw the deities, the worship, the I could understand why it was like more or less being in a temple, you know. And he said, you know, I keep a room for him upstairs. Would you like to see it? And I was like, yeah. And then we go upstairs and he opens this room. There's like nothing in the room except a wooden bed, one of those Indian wooden beds. Without any, I don't remember seeing a mattress. Maybe it was rolled up on the side. But on a hook, an angle bracket coming out of the wall with the strap, there was a mridanga covered in cloth. And I went like, wow, you know, we're like touching it to our head. Can I, you know, like, yeah, take it down, you know. You know, put it back, you know. And he told me, he said, you know, a few years, whenever it was, he said, Babaji Maharaj was very sick. It was probably around the time he was getting ready to leave the world. And like, extremely sick. And so he came to stay with him. He's a doctor, Bengali Dr. Guha, but living on the Delhi side. And at one point, he went to examine him. And he said, so I put my stethoscope on his heart. And remember, this man's super grave, you know, he says, and there was no heartbeat. He said, but this Sankirtan, Madanga, Kartals, and Krishnanam, that's what I heard in the stethoscope. So you can believe that or not believe it. I believe it. Why would he tell me that? And he said, I could understand it was Babaji Maharaj's mercy. So, and I was mainly influenced by the way he sang these slokas. I've not heard these melodies anywhere, any trace of them anywhere. To me, they're untraceable. I think they come from his heart, and they just stayed with me, you know, for an, I don't know what, 40-something years. And when it was around 1978, and there were a few friends I had who we were like the secret Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj fan club. We had shared tapes, you know. And my friend Uttama Sloka, he like bought this Nakamichi 3 mics, you know, like we're gonna record come, all the recordings were very like those little cheap tape recorders. And he made a plan to like really record him nicely. But, and something's there, but, and I should say, so Uttama Sloka and this devotee, Gopati, they've got the whole setup, they record him, they get him to come to Mayapur because he's very unpredictable in how he will interact with you. Could be very sharp, very abrupt, on the point of, you know, like rude or like, and don't take it personally. It's just, he's just that serious and doesn't tolerate, you know, suffer fools, that kind of thing. So, and how to find him in the right mood and time and, you know, without being too intrusive. So anyway, they're recording him in Mayapur. He's visiting Mayapur, he's there, he's in the room, you know. And there, it's a big group of devotees. And so you have like the few, my friends, they're like super fans. You know, and they've been planning this the whole year to get this, come this moment. But there's other devotees like who stumbled in the room or what's going on over there, kind of, and they've entered. So they've heard all this anti-God brother, anti-Gaudiya Math propaganda. And so you can tell there's a certain section or thing like, should we even be here or participate in this? Or, you know, that's kind of like going through their minds. So if you hear this one particular recording, it starts off kind of him and two or three responding. Then as it like grows and builds, there's like more responding. And then you can tell that some are thinking like, well, after all, it's kirtan, and, you know, what's the harm if we join in the kirtan? You know, he's a disciple of Saraswati. They're making adjustments, you know, like verse by verse, moment by moment, you know. And what's happening is Babaji Maharaj, with his divine voice, he's capturing the crowd. He's touching all of their hearts. So as it progresses on, as it like it's building to this crescendo, at a certain point when he's playing the mridanga and his beats are like very Babaji Maharaj, they're his, you know, and the devotees, now they're all like surrendered to it, like wherever this is going. And then at a certain point, they're starting like screaming like Hari Bol, and then they're just screaming. And you can see they're going mad at the kirtan. He just captured the whole group. And then at the end, it comes in, and then Uttama Sloka says to him, he goes, like everyone's there in the aftermath, the glow, radiant of this kirtan, you know. And Uttama Sloka says, this is what Prabhupada is doing all over the world, you know. And Babaji Maharaj, he's like, he's laughing, like ecstatically. And he says, yeah, whole world, Krishna movement, hey, Krishna. Like, you know. And then he's, so they're trying to tell him, like, this is what we're trying to do all over the world, what you've now done, and, you know, everyone's happy. And then Babaji Maharaj says, like, Hare Nama, another one of his favorite slokas. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. And like relishing, chewing on like each word. Kalo and Asteva and Asteva, Gatiranya Tahaha. And just dissolves into like ecstatic laughter. So that Babaji Maharaj is such a compelling figure. We woke up one morning in Mayapur with my friend, and somehow I got the news that Babaji Maharaj is at Chaitanya Saraswat Math in Navadvip. And time was running out. We knew that. Like Prabhupada had just left the world before that, Madhava Maharaj, like all these super servitors of Saraswati Thakur, one by one, were leaving the world. And Babaji Maharaj didn't leave much longer thereafter. And so I thought, I wanted to record him, if possible, and that just period. But I thought, what if someone asked me, why am I doing this? Or what is the need? And I thought, because about kirtan, in time, devotees go different ways with what they hear. And I thought, his way, you know, had some approval from Guru Maharaj, Gaudiya Math, etc. It would be better to record things he's doing for posterity, for the future. So I thought, if someone asked me, instead of just saying, well, I'm just addicted to hearing his kirtan and him, and I would have an answer to give that wasn't entirely contrived, that was, for the most part, heartfelt. Though I thought, like, this will just vanish. There was a disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's son, Lalita Prasad, who's extraordinary kirtan, and I thought once of different songs, melodies we heard from him, that I thought, oh, these are like what Bhaktivinoda Thakur would have, these are the melodies from him. There may be some value there. Anyway, that's a side point. But so we left during or just after the Mangalarati one morning and crossed the river. And I should preface this by saying, like, it was beyond our dreams that you could meet Guru Maharaj. It's like that people like us, just rank and file, lowly, aspiring to, you know, would never be allowed to meet with someone of his stature. They would just be out of the question. But we know we're going to his mat. Okay. And so we enter the mat in the original front gate, and there, that's this room was staying. Hari Charan Prabhu, and sometimes like a guest would stay there. It's the first place. It's been converted into something else now. But so go in there, and there's Babaji Maharaj sitting on one of the wooden beds. And we give our dandavats, and he's, and, you know, we start, I said, what I was saying, like, oh, one by one, so many Saraswati Thakur disciples going, and then the kirtan may vanish, and, you know, I was like sliding a little tape recorder out of my bag. You know, and Babaji Maharaj looked at me and he said, he was not amused. And he said, important thing is that you chant Hare Krishna. And at that point I realized, yeah, this is actually, this is not really the best. Like, if we don't chant, just listening to the recording, you know, that's not enough. You can't be passive. It requires that you, otherwise you could just say, I'm going to listen to a tape of Prabhupada chanting japa, as was done in ISKCON for many years. I don't know if it's still done. You have to do this yourself and not imitate him chanting. So in one sense, that's not good. So then I felt really like pushed the tape recorder back in the bag, and we had our mala, you know, we both started going like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Just like, after that, what are you going to do? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And like, we finished one round, then like another one. And I thought, I guess this is just going to go on for some time, you know. Like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then Babaji Maharaj, by our chanting Krishna Nam, he started to soften up a little bit. And he's not, like, but he's thinking, like, what am I going to do with them? Like, they're not leaving, you know. Like, and he's listening to us, and we're going, Hare Krishna. And he's not, like, we're kind of chanting for him, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he's going, like almost conducting our chanting. And but he's saying, like, what are you doing? And then he jumps out off the bed and he goes, come, come. You know, and he starts walking through the door. And my friend Dwarkesh at the time, later Bhakti Abhay Narayan, he looked at me and I said, come. You know, like, we just start going and through the family, you know, Aranyamars, Krishna Sharan's room, then up the spiraling stairway. And like, I'm suddenly realizing, oh my God, he's taking us. We get, see, there's Srila Guru Maharaj sitting in his plantation chair like that, exactly like that, wrapped up as early in the morning. And I thought, oh, this is beyond a dream. And we just both, around 10 meters from Guru Maharaj, we gave Shastanga Dandavats, and we're more or less like crawling toward him. Couldn't like stand up. Just like, get, like, and how how near are we allowed to be? And then we're right in front of Guru Maharaj, and I told him, then Babaji Maharaj comes. And so Guru Maharaj is like this, and Babaji Maharaj is like perched on his shoulder, and he leans over and he says to us, "Listen!" Like that. And he's sitting on the side going, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna." And Guru Maharaj is saying, "You are members of the Hare Krishna movement. And this gentleman," he's like, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna." He has some affinity for Krishna Nam. So it is natural that you would be friends. And so, and then I said to Guru Maharaj, "Oh, one by one, these great disciples of Saraswati Thakur are leaving the world." And Guru Maharaj, "Yes." And he mentioned something about that. And then he started saying all these wonderful things. Absolute consideration, relative consideration. And at the time, Dwarka, he said, he had no idea about Guru Maharaj. I was kind of paralyzed and trying to maintain my composure. For him, he was just more relaxed. So he was asking all kinds of questions. He goes, "I find, you know, that I like Chaitanya Charitamrita to read that more than Srimad Bhagavatam." "Yeah, that's like weird, you know." And Guru Maharaj would say, "Yes, because Srimad Bhagavatam takes us to the domain of rasa, but gradually and culminates in Madhura rasa. But Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam is an exclusively Madhura rasa literature. So naturally your preference is for that." "It is?" And just many, and he told me about, we found out, because he's from Hungary, and when it was a communist socialist country, and so he and I together were preaching in communist countries, and Guru Maharaj told me about Russia, because I'd already been there. He said that there was a cloud of atheism hanging over the country, and he said, then Swami Maharaj went there and the cloud lifted, and he said, and now you can preach there successfully. So we're like totally inspired. And anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that I feel in many ways, but in this way particularly, indebted to Srila Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, because like we're told, the Patta Pradarshak Guru is the way shower. Like, he saw what was our necessity and realized by his personal tendency, this, that, the other, that he couldn't address that. He's the Krishna Nam person, but he knew we need to hear from the higher Vaishnava. So he mercifully took us to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. So how can I possibly express my debt and gratitude for that? Right. So in one sense, he gave me the most valuable gift in the world. He took me by the hand and offered me to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. So what greater friend or well-wisher could you have in the world? So as reluctant as he was to interact with others, when this time of great necessity was there, he did the most perfect thing. So it shows, beside the sometimes rough exterior, and how soft he was, his heart, how merciful he could be. So it was Srila Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, Tiro Bab Mahamahotsavatiti Ki Jaya. Hare Krishna.